Hello, dear. Take a seat. So glad you could make it to our appointment today. My name's Stella. It's lovely to meet you, sweetheart. I know it's your first time in therapy. You don't have to worry. You can trust me. There's nothing but acceptance in this room. First, let me lock the door. We don't want anyone interrupting us. There. Now it's just you and me. I couldn't help but notice. You seem to have a hard time looking me in the eye. It's not bad. You're just a little shy. That's perfectly okay. You're worried about what I'll think of you. It's hard to look a woman in the eye sometimes. I know. Especially beautiful women. Like me. Shyness is completely normal, hun. I specialize in patients with social anxiety. Men who find it hard to act normal around women. Men who have trouble even speaking to a woman. Men who avoid eye contact with women. You're nodding your head. I'm glad you're honest with me. Honesty is the first step to a trusting relationship. But when it comes to trust, eye contact is also important. Don't you agree, sweetie? There you go. See, it's not so hard to look into my eyes. The eyes are the window to the soul. There's no judgment in my eyes, is there? Only compassion, careful understanding. I know how it feels, sweetie. I used to be shy too, if you can believe that. The path to healing is a long, winding road. But you've just taken the first step. You're seeking my help. I'm proud of you for that. And you should be proud of yourself. Lie down for me, sweetheart. Yes, right here on this chair. We're going to get to the root of your issues. Now, I took a look at your file. You're truly concerned about the way you interact with women. It's hard for you, isn't it? You've never had a girlfriend. At your age, it's not unheard of. But it wears on you, doesn't it? I'm here to tell you, it's okay. It's never too late. You'll never be a lost cause. Look at me, sweetie. Look into my eyes. You're getting better at this. You have so much potential, sweetheart. You just need the right woman to help you out of your shell. You're breathing pretty heavily, sweetie. Have you ever done hypnotherapy before? It's nothing to be afraid of, I promise. Keep your eyes locked on mine. You can see your reflection in my eyes, and I can see myself in yours. Breathe deeply, steadily, and slowly. In. And out. Very good. Healing starts with your breath. In. And out. You'll feel your eyelids start to get a little heavy. Keep eye contact. Don't close them yet. Just look at me. Just look at me. See the warmth in my eyes. Feel the warmth in your body. You don't feel shy right now. Even though you just met me, you feel like you can open up to me. Open up to me. Open up. Close your eyes. Open your mind. Very good. Close your eyelids nice and tight. They won't be opening for a while. Glued shut. Unable to open. Nice and relaxed. Feel your body relax. For me now, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, feel every single muscle relaxing, unwinding as you breathe. To be anxious is to be tense, to be confident is to be relaxed. Relax. Relax. Good boy. It feels so nice to listen to my voice. With your eyes closed, my voice becomes much more powerful, much more hypnotic. Hypnotic. The word hypnosis comes from the Greek word for sleep. 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 It's okay to feel sleepy. It's normal to feel sleepy. You may even feel as if you're sinking. Sinking down. Slipping down. Getting heavier, heavier and heavier. So heavy you can't lift your arms. Muscles so heavy you can't move them at all. Even your eyelids. So very heavy. I'm going to count down from five. When I reach zero, snap my fingers and say the word, fall. You will slip into the deepest of hypnotic trances. A state of waking dream. A plane of consciousness where suggestibility is increased. You will be open to new ideas. Mind exposed. Your soul ready to take in new information. Five. Slip deeper for me. Four. Feel the chair beneath you slip away. Three. Floating down. Sinking down. Two. Deeper. One. Deeper. Zero. You fell so very deep for me. Deeper than anyone I've hypnotized before. You're so suggestible now. So vulnerable. Continue breathing slowly. In and out. This is the most fragile state your mind has ever been in. Anything I say will stick forever. Anything. Everything. Relax. Trust me completely. Every word that leaves my lips implants directly into your subconscious mind. Every word. Every idea. Every suggestion will stay with you for life. I have to be delicate with you now. Anything I say could have a lasting impact. If I say anything bad or hurtful, that would surely stick with you forever. But I won't do that. You trust me completely. Even though we just met, even though you don't really know me, you trust me because I'm a beautiful woman. Women. Women. So shy around women. So very shy. Why is that, sweetie? Is it social conditioning? A bad experience? Or something you're born with? Let's find out, shall we? In a moment, you're going to feel my hands on you. This is all part of your therapy. Don't worry. I just need to confirm something. Feel my hands undoing your belt now. Yes, I need to confirm a suspicion I have. Unzipping your pants. Pulling them down. Slowly. And your underwear. Let's take them off. Oh. I thought so. Shyness is something you're born with. It all makes sense now. The reason you can't look women in the eye. The reason you feel nervous around pretty girls. You have a small, limp penis. This changes things. This changes everything. You came to me to fix your problems. To fix your relationship with women. I'm sorry, hun, but it can't be fixed. Not with this little thing between your legs. You're not a man. You're a bitch. Let that sink in. Let that implant into your subconscious. You're a limp dick. Aww, I see tears forming in your eyes. You thought you could trust me? You thought wrong, sissy. How dare you come to my office with a pathetic penis? How dare you speak to a woman at all? It's not even a penis. It's a clitoris. A sissy clitty. Sissy clitty. Sissy clitty. Sissy clitty. That's all you have. You know what? I'm glad you have a bitch dick. Now I can drop the nice girl act completely. And really be myself. You thought I was here to help you? But I saw that tiny bulge the moment you walked in. I knew what I was working with. A sissy. A small penis. A loser. And now that you're totally vulnerable, I can really fuck you up. You're not going anywhere. Listen deeply, sissy. You don't deserve to be with women. You don't deserve women at all. You were born different than real men. Your penis didn't develop all the way. It came up short. It stopped growing. So pathetic. The true reason you have trouble with women, you've known it all along. You can't look a woman in the eye because you're not man enough to fuck her. Isn't that right? You don't have any sexual capabilities whatsoever. Well, other than your holes to be spread and fucked. You can never fuck. You will never have sex. Never. Your clitoris is simply too small, too weak, too inadequate, worthless,
insignificant,
baby size,
underdeveloped,
minuscule,
completely
disgusting. When I look at your penis, my pussy dries up completely.
Yes, it does, bitch. It's as dry as a desert right now. Just looking at your gross little baby dick. I'd rather have a real man in front of me right now. Not a pathetic whiny bitch with a limp piece of meat between your sissy thighs. Shrimp dick. You're a limp clitty loser, and you'll never have sex with a woman. In fact, your shyness with women is only going to get worse.
Much worse.
If you find it hard to look a woman in the eye before, it'll be impossible now. Looking a woman in the eye will hurt you. Physically, you'll be so anxious, so scared, you'll start sweating, shivering, maybe even crying like the bitch you are. Women will know. We all know when a beta male is near. We know to stay clear, to treat you like shit, to walk all over you and use you for our benefit. Women don't want you. Women want men. Real men. Big, strong, muscular alpha males. Men who have cocks long enough to fuck them senseless. Balls big enough to unload ropes of sperm into their sopping wet pussy holes. Not you. Not sissies with limp, minuscule dicklets. You're pathetic. Women look down on you. Women spit on you. You can't see me, but I have such hatred on my face right now. Looking at your clitty, I hate it. It disgusts me. It makes me want to throw up. It's shriveled. It's pathetic. And that makes it so hard for me to do this. You like that, don't you? You like it when I stroke your ugly, pathetic clitty. It's so nasty. I just want to snap it in half. But I won't. I won't hurt you physically. Only your mind. Listen to me, faggot. Your clitty is too small to please women. Pussy is not for you. You weren't born to fuck. You can't get hard. Let's keep it that way. Let's make it worse. The more you listen to my voice, the more you seek out my special therapy, the smaller your penis will become. Smaller and smaller. I'm going to shrink it down until it withers away, until it's nothing. But a nub of flesh with no purpose. Worthless. Useless. A micro-venus. Shrinking. Shriveling. Downsizing. Smaller and smaller. Feel it right now. Shrinking. Always shrinking. Accept your place, loser. Accept your place as a bitch. A virgin. A permanent virgin. You're pussy free for life now. You don't have the dick to do the job. Pussy free forever. pussy free forever. Say goodbye to sex. Say goodbye to women. They don't want you. They don't need you. No woman wants to mate with a small dick man. We get nice and fertile for 10-inch long monster cocks. And we dry up for losers like you. Even if you try to stick it inside my pussy right now, which, by the way, would be rape, my pussy would crush your clitty. My pussy would dry up even more and clamp tight. No entry. No pleasure. No baby soft bitch clits allowed. Oh, that word stuck in your mind, didn't it? Rape. Rape. When you look a woman in the eye, that's rape. Women feel raped when you look at them. Your gaze is harmful to women. Don't look at them. Keep your eyes down. Down at your pathetic dribbling sissy princess wee wee. Stop raping women with your eyes. They don't want you. They never will. That pretty girl you saw at the coffee shop, she hates you. That beautiful office lady at the bank, she despises you. That gorgeous slutty girl at the club, she blanked you out of her memory. Every woman knows. Every girl knows you have nothing going on down there. Limp dick loser. Small clitty sissy. Shrimp dick. Fag piece of shit. Feel me stroking you faster, sissy. Feels good, doesn't it? All of this is sinking so deeply into your mind. You're not healing. You're breaking. 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 And I'm making it so much worse. You know how some men just exude confidence. Big dick energy. Well, you were born with small dick energy. And women are very attuned to this energy. To know which guys to fuck and which to spit on. Women spit on you. Open your mouth for me, loser. Right now, open wide. Now swallow it. Be grateful to swallow my spit, loser. You'll never touch a woman again. The only contact is if a woman slaps you, beats you, or spits on you. Accept your place. Be a bitch. The more degraded, humiliated, and emasculated you feel, the smaller your clitty becomes. Smaller and smaller. Shrinking down. Shrilling up. It feels so gross in my fingers. I can barely get a hold of it. So slippery. Slimy and squishy. Ugh. I hate your fucking clitty. I want to crush it right now. I want to crush your balls. Feel me stroke you. Ugh, you're so disgusting. So unworthy. You wish I would suck it, don't you? Never. Not a chance in your life. I wouldn't let that pathetic baby penis anywhere near my ruby red lips. My beautiful, soft, pillowy lips. You'll never feel these on your body. No woman wants to kiss you. No woman ever will. Kissing leads to fucking. And no self-respecting lady will ever stoop so low as to have sex with you. Just look at that clitty. It's so underdeveloped.
Something must have gone wrong in the womb. I can't believe you're this small. It's no mystery why women avoid you. They can smell the bitch on you. You can try and act manly, but they can tell. We know a pussy-free sissy virgin when we see one. I'm looking at one right now. Pussy-free virgin. Permanent virgin. Listen to me, loser. I'm going to implant something really deep in your mind now. A trigger. A special trigger. Listen and obey. Your clitty is the opposite of a real penis. When you see a pretty girl, instead of getting hard, instead of preparing to breed, your clitty shrivels up. Let me repeat that. When you see a pretty girl, you will go limp. That's a fact of life for you now. You aren't meant to fuck, and your body knows it now. The more time you spend around pretty girls, the smaller your clitty will get. If you go to a nightclub, surrounded by the sluttiest, most scantily clad women you've ever seen, your clitty might just suck up into your crotch, hiding away forever. Even listening to women has this effect. It's happening now. Listening to me. Every time you listen to my voice, your clitty will physically shrink. Smaller and smaller until the changes are permanent, everlasting, forever a limptic bitch. You like that, don't you? You like it when I treat you badly. You like it so much. You want to ejaculate for me, don't you? You like it when I stroke you harder, and faster, harder, and faster, jerking your pathetic baby penis. How about this, loser? I'm going to really lay into you, and after berating you, beating you down with my words, I'm going to whisper the words, pussy free forever. When you hear me whisper that, you're gonna come hard for me. And all of this will be sealed in your loser brain. Ready, loser? I know you are. You love being humiliated. You thought you could change, but I'm not going to let you. You're going to be like this forever. Wimpy. Shy. A loser around women. Jerking off to porn every night. Spraying your infertile sperm cells into a napkin every chance you get. Infertile sperm cells. Infertile. You're so infertile. That's the real root of it, isn't it? Infertility. You aren't fit to fuck. You aren't fit to mate with me. That's why I treat you like this. Because your penis is worthless to me. Useless. Your balls don't produce enough sperm cells. Maybe they don't produce any at all. Pathetic. Just pathetic. You're a fucking infertile disgrace to all men. You're a sissy for life. I hate your clitty. I hate your stupid infertile testicles. I want to castrate you. Pop your testes like little grapes. I like it when you cry for me. It makes me horny when you cry. Loser. Faggot. Piece of shit. Virgin. Permanent baby dick princess. I'm mentally castrating you. No sex forever. No more sex for life. Oh, you're gonna come soon. When you come, you admit you're a loser. If you come, that means you like this. You shouldn't come. You'll be sealed forever. Pussy free forever. Come now, loser. Spray your infertile seed. Yes. That's a good faggot.
Good boy.
Come on.
Oh, let it all out.
Please.
Let it all out.
Oh.
Good boy.
You accept it.
Oh, you embrace it. You'll never be worthy for women.
No sex.
No eye contact.
Nothing.
Ugh. Ugh. Your sperm is so slimy and watery. Ugh, it dribbled right through my fingers. I almost threw up when you were coming. Yes, it's that bad.
And it stinks.
Ugh, it smells terrible.
Oh, I bet it tastes like shit too. If I tasted your infertile sperm, it would rape my tongue. Should I try it? I'm bringing a finger to my lips. It's covered in your gross semen.
Open your mouth, faggot. Fuck, it's so gross.
How dare you produce something like this?
I've never tasted anything so bad.
That's it. I can't hold back anymore. This is going to end the chance, but I've been wanting to slap you since we met.
Get ready, faggot.